Dr. Paul Kanger joins us again on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our topic is going to be Black Lives Matter founder Patrice Cullors, who is a Marxist abolitionist. Dr. Paul Kanger, it's great to have you back on the program. You're a best-selling New York Times best-selling author of all kinds of historical books. You also write important columns, and you're a professor at Grove City College. So welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Always good to be with you.
Wait, I know you're a best-selling author, but not all best-selling authors are necessarily New York Times best-selling authors. Is it fair to say you're a New York Times best-selling author?
Yeah, I had a couple books that made it on the New York Times list, and in fact, this would be another subject, but some that I thought should have made it on the Times list didn't, which is like an ongoing source of frustration for a lot of conservatives. I've had books that hit like number two on Amazon and somehow didn't make the New York Times top 15. So that's a kind of frustrating thing, but that's another subject for another day.
It is another subject for another day, but just real fast, in the 1980s, Cal Thomas, before he even became a syndicated columnist, wrote a book called Book Burning, or Who Are the Real Book Burners, something like that. And he talked about that, and he talked about statistics, and he compared, you know, Jane Fonda's exercise book at the time, which sold, you know, X amount versus Francis Schaeffer's Christian Manifesto and all this other stuff, Christian stuff, that far sold, you know, much more than the Jane Fonda books, but the Jane Fonda ones were on the New York Times bestseller list. And the you know, Francis Schaeffer wasn't, because it was Christian. All right. Anyway, let's talk about Black Lives Matter founder Patrice Cullors. She's been in the news a lot lately, I'm quoting you, because of controversy over her income and financial dealings, including some recent purchases of several new homes. You wrote about this, and why don't you just go ahead and talk about this lady and why we should know her politics or her thinking, and why she calls herself a quote-unquote abolitionist.
Yeah, and she pronounces it Cullors. That's how she pronounces it, which I wasn't sure about until I watched this video where she says, hi, I'm Patrice Cullors, right? So I actually heard her say it. And she is, well, among other things, she was recently pushed out, Jerry, as head of Black Lives Matter. And she was pushed out by other people in the organization who were really upset about her and the money that she's spending. No one really had any idea how much she was making. And of course, she blamed this on right-wing media and racism, right? Yeah, I'm sure it's, those white supremacist right-wingers out there that are hounding her. But in fact, it's people like the head of Black Lives Matter in New York and other organizations who are very upset with her, and there's no real transparency in how much money she's making, how much income she's bringing in. And you know, Jerry, just on this point alone, aside from the abolitionist point that we'll get to, and I know this is something that you've been on to for years, Dr. D. James Kennedy used to talk about this, you see here a kind of a classic case of a Marxist leader who walks around talking about the proletariat and the working class and the poor and redistributing wealth, but, you know, ends up at the head of the organization or the head of the regime or the head of the country or whatever, who makes a big pile of money. Yeah. And, you know, there's, you know, once again, you know, they're always lashing out at what everybody else makes. You're greedy. You make too much money. But they never apply those same standards to themselves. She is. She's not exactly going broke, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she bought a mansion where, in Malibu or something, and she a mansion here,
bought,
a mansion there.
Yeah, she bought three or four homes since 2016, and one of them, it's in not the Bahamas, but an area like that, Bahamas, Barbados. I don't think she purchased that one, but that she would have had there neighbors like Justin Bieber, Tiger Woods. I mean, that one was really opulent. And the one that she bought, I think it's in the Malibu Canyon in the California area, which, by the way, I looked at it online. It's not exactly a mansion, right? In fact, it's kind of, it's a very small, tiny place, but it's in an area, and really this is even worse, it's in an area where the vast majority of people are white. I mean, I don't even know if it's like 1% black. And she's actually on record telling people that they should buy black. They should you know, black people should live in black areas. So, you know, there's a kind of a double hypocrisy there. And this has bothered people throughout her organization to the point where they eventually were calling for an independent investigation of Patrice Cullors and how much she makes and where the money has been going, because BLM has been raising a ton of money over the last few years as they're running around calling for things like abolition of the Western prescribed nuclear family structure and even abolition of the police.
Wow, it's amazing. All right, we're going to go ahead now and talk about why she calls herself an abolitionist, and I want to set it up by saying this. You point out in your book, The Devil and Karl Marx, and it's a very important book, by the way. Everybody should get this book and read it. You point out that Karl Marx's favorite quote comes from Faust by Goethe, and it's the devil character in there, Mephistopheles, who said, I don't know if I'm pronouncing all these things right, but anyway, he makes this statement. He says, everything that exists deserves to perish. So in other words, everything that is must be torn down and destroyed. So then the Marxists can, you know, rebuild a new socialist utopia, supposedly. Of course, utopia means no place, just so people know that from the Greek.
Right, right.
but talk about the Karl Marx quote and then transition, if you would, to Ms. Cullors.
Yeah, in the Communist Manifesto, Marx and Engels actually say that communism calls for the, quote, abolition of the present state of things. They want to abolish the present state of things. So I get this all the time, Jerry, right? You do too, from people who say, oh, Marxism is a pretty good idea. It described the deplorable working class conditions of the 19th century, and they just want to redistribute wealth and help the poor. No, I mean, this was a really, really revolutionary philosophy that looked to fundamentally transform human nature, raise, R-A-Z-E, raise the foundations. You know, Marx called for the ruthless criticism of everything that exists. Yeah, abolition of the present state of things. And he had a favorite line from Goethe's Faust. Yeah, that's the play of the Faustian bargain, the Mephistopheles character, the demon, devil character. And that phrase was, everything that exists deserves to perish. And if there are two words that dominated Marx's writings more than any other, they were the words criticism, criticize, and abolition, abolish. And I mean, he calls for, in the Communist Manifesto, abolition of the family. The exact quote is, abolition of the family, exclamation mark. Even the most radical flare-up of this infamous proposal of the communists, unquote. Calls for the abolition of all religion, all morality. He and Engels wrote the entire communist theory may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of private property, called for the abolition of entire societies, states, property, capital, I mean everything, right? So when Patrice Cullors comes out, and she's writing a book, an abolitionist handbook, and she does this video online saying, hi folks, I am an abolitionist and you should be one too, you know, this is the kind of thing guys like me and you are walking around telling people, hey, the founder of Black Lives Matter calls herself a Marxist, and that matters, right? And they're like, no, you're just using that to discredit the ideas. Oh, you horrible racists, right? No. If she's a Marxist, she's telling you her worldview. But she's also telling you something about her views on religion, which is quite significant. But in this video, she calls for the abolition of not just the police. And she says here, when I say abolition, I mean getting rid of. And she said the abolition of police, prisons and jails, surveillance, and courts. All right? That's what she wants to do. And to quote Sheriff Dave Clark of Milwaukee, who is African-American, he said, you'd have to loathe black people to do that to them, right? I mean, in so many cities, the police are the only thing protecting them from violent crime and sometimes even anarchy, right? But that's what she's calling for, the abolition of police, prisons, jails, surveillance, and courts, and incarceration. So if you have a BLM sign in your front yard, That's what you're representing.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? You know, the interesting thing, too, about this is they made so much money in the last year because people saw what happened, you know, with the riots and so forth, and people saw what happened to George Floyd and how terrible that was. But they've made millions and millions of dollars in corporate America. Really, you know, essentially sponsors them and encourages all this. But do you think some people feel
where does the money go, right?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah,
how much money is it? And I had a researcher a few weeks ago. I said, hey, go out and see if you can help me out here. How much money does she make? I'm just curious. We couldn't figure it out. And I mean, they're so influential. Aside from that, the Biden administration has our embassies flying BLM flags.
Wow.
At the embassies around the world, as well as pride flags,
yeah.
Right? That's how influential that they've become. How influential? Actually, financially, no one really even knows.
Isn't that amazing? And you know. One thing, too, the term abolitionist historically was a good term, but if this gets much currency, somebody like her using the term abolitionist, they're really going to be changing the meaning of that term. Historically, it meant somebody who stood against slavery and put their money where their mouth is. The abolitionists were involved with the Underground Railroad to free
right.
black slaves, etc.
And that's how she's going to get away with it, right? People are going to say, oh, yeah, well, of course she's an abolitionist, right? She's against slavery, right? just like you come up with a name like Black Lives Matter for your organization, who could possibly be against it? Oh, you're against that, but you don't think Black Lives Matter, right? So she's really good at grabbing terms like this and almost flaunting them, right? I'm an abolitionist. Well, to a Marxist, that's a really loaded term. But everybody else will just kind of blink their eyes and go, ooh, she's against slavery. Yeah, she's like Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
Right? They don't get it.
Well, as a matter of fact, speaking of people not getting it.
She's not even talking about slavery in this video. It never comes up one time. She doesn't talk about slavery at all in this video. That's not what she's talking about when she uses the term.
Yeah, by the way, during the time of all the statue toppling, you know, some of the people even tore down a statue of Frederick Douglass. I remember seeing a political cartoon, and it showed, you know, this one of these, you know, left-wing lunatics pulling it down, the statue, and then, you know, somebody watching this said, don't you realize Frederick Douglass was an abolitionist? And then the next cartoon shows the guy who pulled down the statue. What's an abolitionist? You know, I mean, there's so much ignorance. So tell me about her background. We only have about a minute left. My goodness, where did the time go? But what closing thoughts do you want to leave with us on this?
Well, for this audience, they should appreciate where she stands on religion, and they might want to get her memoirs. And she's into divination, as she calls it. She venerates or worships a god called Ifa, IFA. She's a former Jehovah's Witness. She was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness, and she has very much what would be called, quite literally, and I don't mean this disparagingly, what would technically be called a kind of a pagan religious view. And you can see that if you just simply read her memoirs. And there's a number of different African-American commentators online that have done videos and so forth pointing this out. And it's all right there. But if you go to my article at American Spectator, Patrice Cullors, Marxist Abolitionist, I link to all of that stuff. And I quote her memoirs at length, probably about 1,000 words from her memoirs. You can read it for yourself.
Yeah, and her last name is spelled C-U-L-L-O-R-S. The name of the article, BLM founder Patrice Cullors, Marxist abolitionist. She doesn't want to just defund the police. She wants to abolish them. And in fact, I'll put a link, Paul, to your article in this posting. Thanks so much for joining us. All the best.
All right, Jerry. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.